It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and you're listening to the Dr. Triana Show here on News Radio 1580. This is a live medical talk show in which you're encouraged to call in if you have any questions or comments. Our phone lines are 206-1580, toll-free at 888-441-1580. The Dr. Triana Show, presented by the Triana Prevention Center and the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And now, our host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And yes, we are live today. And tomorrow is the 4th of July.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, America. Yes, the 4th of July, the birth of our nation, the Declaration of Independence. I was driving over here today, and I was enjoying listening to the radio, and there was a lady reading the Declaration of Independence. How beautiful. How wonderful. And of course, what resonates in all our minds is the fact that we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, it sounds like simple little terms, but they're not. They're really, really important. So we have a lot going today on the program, a lot to talk about. Please listen in. Please call if you have any questions at 206-1580. If you want to talk about the 4th of July, give us a call. If you want to give us a good memory of the 4th of July, give us a call. I have a lot of good memories because with my husband, I had some wonderful 4th of Julys. I saw the fireworks in Las Vegas in the sky, and it was so beautiful. So I have a lot of wonderful memories. But remember, we're talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So with life, we also need health. What's important about our health? It's very important how we take care of ourselves, how we take care of our bodies, our minds, so that we can have the freedom to enjoy our lives, freedom to pursue our health, and the happiness for more good years. Remember, we talk about more good years. What is our goal here? Our goal is to help prevent disease, to balance your hormones, to have you able to enjoy your life to the fullest. You know, those three words were in the Declaration of Independence. I think we should remember those three words for every day of our lives and incorporate it into our lives. So we're going to start off with what body part am I? And I will have to say that the 4th of July is also very special in my family because my mother came to this country with her parents and her brother in 1947 from Cuba. And my mother has a wonderful story. She came on the 4th of July, and she was a little kid, and she saw fireworks. She thought they were doing that for her family. I thought that was so beautiful. I've tried to encourage my mother to come on the show. I think one day, even though she has called in, I know that she just is still probably a little shy. But I want to share that. So one of my friends asked me, and she said, so when your mother came to America, did she speak English? No, she spoke Spanish. But my grandmother spoke English because she went to school here in the 1920s, from 1920 to 1927. And she was also an English teacher. So she did speak English. And my mother said, you know how kids remember? I called her and I said, so Mom, do you remember learning English? She says, oh, it was easy because when you're a kid, it's easy to learn languages. So congratulations, Mom, for your 68 years in America. And congratulations to my father, who also came I believe either that year or the following year. My father is now in heaven, but congratulations and thank you to my grandparents for coming to America. So, and we always, and we have a caller. Hello, caller.
It's your mother.
Hi,
I'm
Mom.
Listening.
So am I right? 68 years?
Yeah. Listen, your father came in
1948. Oh, okay.
And I do have something to tell you.
What?
My mother taught us, of course, to be good Americans. She loved America so much, and she passed it on to us. And she said that it's not a matter of just flying your flag to be a good American.
Okay.
She had three things. One, to be a good American, you must obey the laws.
All right.
You know, she was very strict about that. Number two, vote. Be involved.
That's very good.
Yes, to be a good American and to be a citizen. And the third was raise your children to be good citizens and to love this country.
Well, Mother, I think you've done the three.
I did. I have, thank God. You know what? Even my friends, we end our prayers with God bless America.
I was just going to say that. Every time we have a family gathering, we say prayers, our blessings before our meal. And we always, my mother always ends, you Mom, ends a prayer with God bless America.
I wear a flag around my neck that my brother gave me, and it says God bless America. Now, as I said, all my friends now even say God bless America. It's sort of like you pass it on to your children and your friends. But there is no country better than this country.
Well,
never.
My mom
traveled all over the world, spoke five languages, and yet America was everything to her. Okay, I'm not that shy, Beth.
I know. Thank you, Mom. Thank
all
you.
All right, I'm listening now. Thank you.
Okay, thank
Love you.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
So I'm sharing a very personal experience of my family with all of you. And I am so proud of my mother, my father, my family, because yes, God bless America. And tomorrow, today, and every day, we need to be thankful. So it isn't perfect, we all know, but it's still America. And I know tomorrow many people will be celebrating, and it's like Christmas. We have to remember the reason for the holiday. Why? Because we have freedom, and I know that we need to thank also our veterans and all those that fought for our country and have worked to help maintain our freedom. So yes, God bless America. Thank you, Mom, for calling. That was really beautiful. And we've got a lot to cover today on the program. I hope everyone's listening. If you want to give your comments on 4th of July, feel free to call. This is a live show. Today is July the 3rd, 2015. So we're going to start off with, what body part am I? And I'm going to go ahead and say it. And if you call in at 206-1580, I did have someone comment about the show, and they thought that I should be trying to remind everybody what the phone number is. And we want to thank, because last weekend we had Chrisanna Harrington. She was a great guest, and we're going to have her again. So I tell you, we're really blessed to have such great guests, Zane. Don't you think so?
We sure are. We all learn so much from our guests, too.
Oh, yes. And before I do the what body part of mine, I have to remember to say, don't forget about the shoes for kids. Oh, my goodness. We already have shoes in our box in our office. So my office is at 3155 Harbor Boulevard. We are closed today, but we have a collection box for the shoes. And this is the Shoes for Kids. The project collects new tennis shoes for children, pre-K, elementary, middle, and high school in the Charlotte County Public School System. And there's a need of 1,000 new pairs of sneakers. So if you want to go out and you can even get a sneaker for $10, or if you want to buy more than one sneaker, or if you want to send money, please look at the Shoes for Kids. The website is shoesforkidsproject.org, or you can call 941-637-5611. This is the Sunrise Kiwanis Shoes for Kids. If everyone remembers, we had Christy Smith on our program. She is the leader of collecting the shoes. Her and her parents have done an incredible job collecting shoes. This is 100%, 100% is given to the kids. Now, my office, we're telling everyone, we're trying to fill up that collection box. If you want to come by, whether you're a patient or not, and you want to drop off a pair of shoes, think of those cute little kids. My office, Shannon went out and got some cute shoes, even some little ones that they turn on with little lights. And
those are so neat.
They're so cute.
And wait till the kids see those for the first time.
I know.
Just want to be there to see that.
One is a Frozen, you know, the girl from Frozen. Mm-hmm. So they're so cute. I said, oh my gosh, I want a pair like that. They were so cute. But she went out and so we're going to be attending a fundraiser to my office. So we really feel that there are so many children in this county that need that. And it's such the stories that Christy says. So again, don't forget, and I'm going to be reminding you all every single program until the shoe drive ends. So let's get to what body part am I? All right, don't forget, call 206-1580 or toll free 888-441-1580. What body part am I? I'm the largest organ in the body. I can be soft or I can be rough. I take up an area of 20 square feet, and I'm made up of 3 different layers. I come in different shades, which makes me very interesting. Melanocytes give me my color. The sun, this 4th of July, will affect me. What body part am I? So this is pretty simple, but I want everybody to remember that when you go out and celebrate this 4th of July, this body part, don't forget about taking care of it.
206-1580.
That's right. 206-1580. Maybe everybody's out in the water not listening, but if they are, give us a call.
I love this time of year, don't you?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's so beautiful. I even love when it rains.
Yeah, we need it.
The rain is so wonderful. Oh, we have a caller. Hello, caller. What's your name?
My name is Barbara Ann.
Hi, Barbara Ann.
I had it as soon as you said it, because of a Mary Kay lady. Oh. It is the skin. It is our skin.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara Ann, for calling in.
Thank you. And it's amazing because it heals so well, and we just take it for granted. The other thing with the shoe drive, which is fabulous, I just wanted to add that even though everybody always hears it and they think about all the cute little Frozen shoes and stuff, they always need the larger sizes, too, because sometimes those kids, just like in toy drives and all that, they're forgotten. So, you know, or they get lesser. So,
yes.
Yeah. Just keep that in mind. And you do a wonderful job. God bless you in America and all of that good stuff.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in and listening, Barbara Ann. It's my pleasure to be able to do this show, and to get feedback from someone like you is great.
Well, thank you again. Have a wonderful weekend and a safe one.
God bless America.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish I would have had that Beach Boys song ready.
Oh,
Barbara Ann.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. Yes. And you know, Barbara Ann was correct. They collect shoes all the way, because Christy was saying, I think size 13, the larger sizes for the high school kids too. So you're right. It isn't just the little kids. It's also the big kids too who need it. And when you hear those stories of these little kids who have no shoes and they put cardboard in their shoes or duct tape and their feet are smashed in there, no child in America should have to suffer like that.
And this is something that you can make a big difference in just by buying a new pair of shoes.
Yes, so important. And I think what we'll do is we'll take our little break and hear one of our commercials.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button five times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:23 here on the Dr. Triana Show. Once again, our phone lines are wide open at 206-1580, toll free at 888-441-1580. And now it's back to our host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Thank you, Zane. And we've already had two wonderful callers. Excuse me. And we're so happy today because we are celebrating America's birthday. But in follow-up to that great commercial about Bio-T, I have a wonderful announcement. First of all, we're spreading the word. What is Bio-T? It's bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And I am just totally astonished with the wonderful feedback we're getting from our patients. People are feeling so good, both men and women. And to highlight our summer, we have a summer special. So on Saturday, we are going to be putting an ad in the newspaper, the Charlotte Sun, about our Bio-T program. And I'm also offering to my radio audience, we're going to have a summer special. So what is that special? That special is $50 off your initial consultation. That is incredible. A consultation that you can be seen by me, and also we will get your history, we will examine you, and we will discuss the benefits of Bio-T Medical, Bio-T Hormone Replacement Bioidentical. Remember, bioidentical is the same chemical that your body's not producing enough of. And then I tell my patients, I've said this before, your hormone gas tank is low, low, low. So, which by the way, on the way here, I had to stop and get gas. But your hormone gas tank is low. So if you feeling any of the symptoms, both men and women, where you might have fatigue, hot flashes, brain fog, vaginal dryness, decreased libido, which means decreased interest in sex, or you're a man who has low testosterone, you should call and get an appointment. And as I said, my number is 941 at our office, 625-1990. So give us a call and just mention summer special. So we have that summer special. You can make a consultation appointment and you'll see the benefits. You can go to my website and see about BioT, we have a link. Or you can go to BioT.com and you can look up all the great benefits, not just to feel better, but the benefits for your health, your bones. It's so important. So going back to thank you, we did have about the skin. The skin is so important. And in this summer, we're going to talk about also, and we've discussed this before, but I want to remind everybody about heat exposure and dehydration. So we know we love going out in the sun, many of us. They do boating, or you play golf, or you enjoy the outdoors. So always consider, what about hydration? So the opposite is dehydration. That is not getting enough fluid in your body. And the most important organ that plays with that is your skin. Because as you know, we sweat through our skin. And that's very important to maintain our balance of our temperature. So we need to talk about dehydration. There's some very classic and not so classic signs of dehydration. So when you go out in the sun, or you're going out boating, or even if you're in an air-conditioned room, you can still be losing fluid through your skin. So what are we looking at for dehydration? What are the subtle signs? Some of the subtle signs are a dry mouth, where we don't produce enough saliva. Or we can have what's called bad breath, too, from not having enough fluid. And that happens a lot, too, when people are on certain diets and they forget to drink fluids. We know that if you don't have enough saliva, you can also develop bad breath because you have bacteria in your mouth. Also, dry skin. As we get older, our skin can become drier, but we can also see that it loses what we call the turgor, and you can pinch your skin, and almost like it stays standing up. That's one of the signs of dehydration. Now, these are subtle signs. Dry eyes, those are also signs. The major signs of dehydration, which could be that it is life-threatening, is that you get so hot, you stop sweating. You know, more people died after Hurricane Charley from heat exposure than the actual hurricane. So that's really important. Headaches can cause also be a sign of dehydration. Dizziness. When someone gets so dehydrated, their blood pressure can drop. They can get dizziness and weakness. Now, also, which affects our body's ability to stay hydrated, is what medicines we're on. Some patients, especially older patients, could be on diuretics. Those are medicines that make you lose fluids. There are also some medicines for diabetes where it affects your kidney because you're trying to throw out sugar from your body. And these medicines are good for diabetes, but then you also lose fluid. So remember, we're looking at, we don't want to have what's called the perfect storm, where someone is, number one, not taking enough fluids, number two, taking medicines which throw out fluids, and number three, also alcohol. Alcohol can make someone dehydrated. So we know a lot of people go to barbecues, go to the beach, go out in their boats, jog, go out in the sun. Well, don't forget that alcohol is also going to cause you dehydration. So you need to have water. You need to have electrolytes. Electrolytes, salt, potassium, and glucose. What are electrolytes? Like what we find in some commercial drinks like Powerade or Gatorade. So this is really important. All of you out there, if you have any contributions you'd like to say about your health or any questions, you can call us at 206-1580.
Doctor, actually, I have a question, and this would apply to anyone who works out in the sun. As you know, I work at the garden center at Home Depot.
Right.
Today, I'll be outside all day in the sun. Now, anyone who works outside, whether they're cutting lawns or doing construction, or maybe they're a mailman delivering, what ratio, or can you just drink Gatorade and Powerade, or should you drink some water, some Gatorade or Powerade or whatever your favorite drink is? Is there a rule of thumb?
Well, the main thing is to look at your body too. For example, usually they say eight glasses of water a day at least. But again, if you're outside, you're going to need the electrolytes. You also have to see, are you sweating? How do you feel? These other symptoms, and also your urine output. If you spend the whole day sweating and you see you're not producing urine, that's another sign that you're dehydrated. And also, it depends on what medicines each person is on. So there's not like a standard, this is what we need to do. We also need to know another major sign of dehydration can be muscle cramps. Because again, lack of electrolytes, lack of fluid, and also palpitations. Also look at your urine. If your urine is very, very concentrated, obviously you're losing fluid through your skin. So you need to hydrate. The urine should be clear. You should be able to, you know, it should be either a light colored yellow, but something that's very concentrated, that's a red flag that you could be dehydrated. When someone gets to the point where they're unconscious and have passed out, or their blood pressure has dropped, those are definite medical emergencies. If someone is also as severely dizzy and they're not sweating, those are considered a medical emergency. So, you know, we need to pay attention to our bodies. We talked about before the root cause. Well, you can see in your body if you're starting to get dehydrated. So stay in tune. So obviously, if you're outside and you're not doing anything, you're still going to sweat. You still have the heat and the sun. But someone like you who's working and physically active, definitely you need to be inputting more than what the basic.
I found one other thing that's helped me, and I don't know if these are scientifically proven, but they have these cool wraps. And it's a piece of special microfiber fabric, and it's a scarf.
Uh-huh.
And you wet it. Some of them you put in the freezer. The one I use, you just wet it with cool water, and you sort of wring it out and snap it, and you put it around your neck. You can wear it like, around your neck. They have some that you can wear on your head now, too, to help. But I can tell you just from working in a very, very hot environment at my other job, they really do help. You have to keep, they really do. I don't know how they work, but they really work.
They make you feel cool.
They do. So if you're going to be outside, whether it be at the beach or anything for extended period of time, I would just personally recommend one of these because for me it works.
Or a splash of water.
Water, yeah.
But remember, the elderly and the frail really need to watch. And remember, you're still getting sun rays even in the shade. You're getting the UV rays. We talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really important. Hydration, hydration, hydration. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Enjoy your family and friends. But remember, you need to drink fluids. Also, even if you go swimming, you have to remember fluids. Because even though you feel like you're not sweating and you're in the water, the temperature of the water is usually not the temperature of your body. So that can affect your body temperature. So if the water is 80 degrees and your body temperature is usually 97.8, right? So if you're, and not everybody's the same, you know, their body temperature, 96.8, 97. So remember, it's still going to be a big difference than what the water is.
Right.
So I want everybody to take that into account. Because I know I love this, the salt water. It feels good on your body. So another important thing we're going to talk about is, hello, caller.
Hi, Dr. Triana.
Hi.
Hi, it's Dorothy. I just wanted to say I seen the news the other day, and they gave the water temperature, and I couldn't believe it was 90 degrees.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, that's like bathtub water warm.
It's very, very hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting us know that.
Okay.
And bye. Thank you for calling. You have a beautiful, God bless America.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Well, that was interesting to talk about. So another important thing we need to talk about for 4th of July, there's going to be a lot of you out there grilling, you know.
That's my favorite thing.
I know. Well,
I love it.
And grilling, and what are things we have to worry about when we're grilling? Well, we might get a burn. We need to be very careful. And so, again, I want everybody, you know, it's really important. You know, I was a Girl Scout. So what is the motto of the Girl Scout? Be prepared. Be prepared. So if you're going to be around something that's hot or fire, be prepared. So if you do get a burn, be prepared.
Heavy gloves. Grill gloves.
Protection. Gloves. Be careful with what chemicals you're using to start that fire. You know, all those chemicals can be very caustic to the skin. So if you do get a burn, remember, you need to soothe the pain and put the burn under cool running water, not freezing water. Not, you know, we want it cool to lower the temperature of where the burn is. Now, it's recommended. Now, you know that you put underneath for 10 to 15 minutes or until the pain eases. And you could put a cool, damp towel afterwards on the burn. So you don't put ice. You don't put freezing water. You put cool. Also, we want to remember, especially if you're using your hands or you get a burn, remember to remove rings or other tight items from the burn area, because one of the body's reaction to any trauma is inflammation and swelling. So you could swell up, and then that could be another problem if you have a ring on and you can't get the ring off. Now, we're talking about first aid for burns. And there's a wonderful article. The MayoClinic.com has a wonderful articles on first aid. Don't break your small blisters. So if they're no bigger than your fingernail, if they break, you clean them with soap and water. You can apply antibiotic cream, and you can put a nonstick gauze bandage on it. You can also apply a moisturizer, aloe vera, a gel, or low-dose hydrocortisone cream. Now, those low-dose hydrocortisone creams are over-the-counter. So wouldn't it be nice that everyone should have a first aid kit at home or on their boat or at their picnic or be accessible if you're going to be grilling? Wow, I think that's being prepared.
I mean, you have jumper cables in your car, so you should have a first aid kit for yourself. How many times do we always say that people take better care of their cars than they do themselves sometimes?
I know, that's true. That's so true. But this is the summer. If we want to enjoy the summer, then I think we need to be prepared for all the good, the bad, and the ugly. Whoops, that was a movie. That was a good movie.
Yes, it was.
The good and the bad and the ugly. Okay. All right. So what happens if there's a major burn and you come across somebody? First of all, protect the person, if possible, safely from further burns. And for major burns, you should call 911. Check for signs of circulation, breathing, coughing, or movement. Remember, it's very important to make a good assessment. Again, call 911. If you can remove any jewelry or restrictive items, do not immerse large or severe burns in cold water, because that person can then get hypothermia. Remember, Elevate the burned area possible or cover with cool moist. This is very important. You need to try to see, is it a first degree burn, which is less serious, very small area, you can have redness, swelling, and pain. A second degree burn is anything that involves most of the hands, feet, face, the groin, the buttocks, or major joints. Call 911. Second degree burns can also be red, white, splotchy. You can have a lot of swelling and major blisters. And the size counts with the second degree burn. So this is very important. Third degree burns involves most layers of the skin. And what is that? The epidermis, the dermis, and the hypodermis. So they can be charred. They can be black areas of burn or white. The person can be having shortness of breath. They can have carbon monoxide poisoning and other toxic effects of smoke inhalation. So again, call emergency. This is serious and we need to be aware of it. So number one, what's the important thing to take home? The important information? Be prepared. Have a first aid kit. So be prepared so that you, if something should arise, you can be ready for it. I want everyone to know that 4th of July, again, we're here to celebrate America's birthday and have a God bless America. So we'll have our other little break, Zane, and we have more for all of you. So listen in.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body, can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified Bio-T physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the Bio-T website. That is BioteMedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990 1990 for your appointment.
And you're listening to the Dr. Triana Show here on News Radio 1580 WCCF. Once again, our phone lines open at 206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580. And now it's back to our host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And today we're celebrating America's birthday, the birth of our nation. Are we not lucky to be here? Are we not blessed to be in this beautiful state of Florida? That's the way I feel. I go outside and I love to see the oak trees, the hickory trees, palm trees. I love the bromeliads that grow. It's just so beautiful here. When you cross over the bridge, you see the sparkling in the water. I call it Earth's diamonds, because actually, to me, those sparkling of the water, we have more sparkles than any diamonds in the world. We are so blessed to be here and to be able to thank God for us being here in America. So, you know, Zane, we don't have a birthday cake.
Well, we can always, I don't know.
Make pretend.
Sure. As or better yet, go home and make one.
No. And I'm going to tell you why I am not going to have birthday cake, as much as I love America. Because I have been losing weight. And everybody knows out there, my patients can see it, I am on 28 pounds. And I am continuing to lose weight. And I'm very proud of it. Now, is it hard? Yes. Why am I doing it? Because I also want to try to be as healthy as I can to enjoy this beautiful world. So I am doing, and I've spoken about it, the Zone Diet. And it is incredible because Dr. Sears has invented this pasta that I eat twice a day with vegetables and some protein. And this has really made a difference in my life to be able to eat, and but yet to the point I can eat some pasta, but yet I can't even eat the serving that's recommended. Now, Dr. Sears, this is something you can only buy either on thezonediet.com or we also have at our office. So it's patented by Dr. Sears. It's per serving, the pasta has 20 grams of protein. And I will tell you, it is delicious. Now, speaking from someone who absolutely loves to eat and loves food, I don't think there's anybody who loves food more than I do. Well, I will tell you, this has really made a difference in my life. So, you know, there was an article about the paleo diet. You know, the paleo diet, for all of you out there, and because, you know, diets have their fads and they come and go. But the paleo diet, the whole idea is considered the caveman diet. So what is it we're supposed to eat? We're supposed to eat what the cavemen ate. Now, this is an article that was written in Nutrition and Weight Control. So it's very good. Is the paleo diet right for you? And I will contrast this with the Zone diet that I'm doing right now. So the paleo diet, you off limits are grains, dairy, legumes. What's a legume? Beans, lentils, and peas. You're supposed to be off limits, sugar, salt, and processed meats, because these were unknown to the cavemen. Now, they want you to eat foods that can be hunted or gathered or fished. That's what was permitted. Now, I want to know who was there with the cavemen at the time. I'm kidding. All right. So what's permitted is meat, poultry, fish, and shellfish, vegetables, roots, fruits, and eggs. All right. So, and this article is very important that they felt that one of the reasons that the paleo diet can be successful in many people is because, number one, you're reducing sugar in your diet. And there's an emphasis on plant foods to improve such conditions as diabetes, your high blood pressure, and obesity. So right off the bat, no sugar. That's important. And you're basing it on plant foods. Now, there is some controversy about eliminating such healthy foods as grains and legumes. And remember, part of the whole healthy is you can, it's not just what you eat, but it's how much you eat of it. So if you ate a whole sack of healthy grains, of course, that's not going to be healthy. You're eating too much. So the other thing is on the paleo-restricted diet, for some adults over the age of 50, they may be decreasing their calcium and vitamin D intake. Now, we know that calcium and vitamin D are very important. And also, they might be decreasing their fiber because we know that legumes have fiber. And we know that fiber is important for heart to decrease your risk for heart disease and your cancer risk. Fiber is important for your intestines. Now, I've also recommended for everyone of all my patients are probiotics. And we have discussed this. This is important for your intestinal health and also for your immune system and your brain health. So what is probiotics? Those are the good bacteria that you need your intestines. So is it the paleo diet right for you? A lot of people find that it is, but you have to understand the pros and the cons.
Jillian Michaels, who's the trainer, or used to be the trainer on the Biggest Loser. She's a TV celebrity.
Yes.
She always said, if it doesn't grow or doesn't have a mother, don't eat it. That was her way of.
Oh, well, Dr. Esselton, who believes also in the vegan diet, he says, you eat nothing that has a mother or a face.
Okay.
All right. And I have personally met him, and he really does believe that, and he walks the walk. So what this article is recommending is a well-balanced diet with vegetables, fruit, and low-fat dairy, whole grains, legumes, and nuts. They felt that you could achieve the health benefits of the paleo diet without the nutritional deficiencies. Now, the Zone diet has emphasis in decreasing inflammation in your body. We know that inflammation is increased when you eat sugar, when you eat too much eggs, when you smoke. So diet also increases inflammation. Obesity increases inflammation. So on the Zone diet, the vegetables are very important, green vegetables. And then he now has this high protein pasta. So he makes this fusilli pasta and also this pasta that is orzo pasta, you know, the little tiny, it almost looks like a rice.
It's delicious.
It's really delicious. So I make that with a little vegetable for lunch. I make it with vegetables either fresh or frozen, not the frozen that has cream sauces, just like the little steamers. And I have that for lunch. And if I want to have a little flavor to it, or I can put some spices or fresh herbs, or I can put some Italian dressing, light Italian dressing, you can go on, again, zonediet.com. He has some wonderful free recipes. And also, he has a book called The Mediterranean Zone, which is an updated version of his Zone diet. So that's really important. I've been sharing that with my patients. Now, on a personal level, I will tell you that having my hormones balanced with the BioT Medical myself has made an incredible difference. Not only in my energy level, but my also the symptoms that I've had for menopause, which I'm 57 years old, have made a difference. The BioT. So, and I know that what I'm doing is going to protect my brain for the long run, because as I say, that's how I'm able to take care of my patients, and is using my brain. So the BioT has really, really made a difference for me. And I have so many patients that it's made a big difference. The hormones are very important. But again, everything is in conjunction with your lifestyle. We've spoken about what's important for your lifestyle, diet, exercise. So that's why I'm so enthusiastic about the Zone diet, because I'm seeing results. Now, I will tell you, you still have to be cognizant of what the dosage, what I say dosage, how much you eat, what's your portions. You can't go out and eat 10 bags of the Zone diet. There are portions, but the portions are very satisfying. Dr. Sears is a biochemist, and he says, why do people not lose weight? Why is it a diet is not successful? Because people get hungry. And we're trying to reset that hunger thermostat so that with less food and more high protein the food is, the more satisfied you are. So I think that's really important to understand, especially these holiday weekends. You know, we have to try to see what are we doing to our bodies? Are we getting too much sun? Are we using sunscreen? Are we using certain clothing to protect our bodies or hats? Are we also looking at hydration? Are we drinking fluids or are we just drinking alcohol beverages? Remember, alcohol makes you pass. It's like a diuretic. It makes you lose more fluid. It makes you urinate more. And are we also being prepared for our first aid? Do we have something? And remember, you think about not just yourself, but first aid for those around you, for those adults and children. And again, look out for those little kids. Also, are you wearing sunglasses that protect you from the rays of the sun that can also increase problems such as cataracts? So that's really important. Are you looking at what you eat?
There's a question that just popped into my mind. I've wondered this for years, and I wonder what your opinion is on this. Sunglasses. Do you have to have the $150, $200 ones with, or can you just buy the ones at, you know, for $10? Does it matter?
You're looking for the protection from the UV light rays. So that's the important thing. That's what you need to look. The cost can vary. There is a rating scale, which off the top of my head, I don't remember the numbers, but that's something you need to look at.
Okay.
All right, for comparison. That's a good question. We'll answer it at the next show then.
Thank you.
About the light of the, what's the scale? So I see we're about to finish up our program today. I want to thank all my callers. I want to thank my mother, too, for calling for Happy 4th of July and her personal life experience. And I want everyone to remember to say, God bless America. Happy birthday, America. And remember that this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and I'm here to help you to learn about your body, to learn about what can make you healthier from the inside out, such as balancing your hormones, helping you to prevent heart attack, stroke, and diabetes at the Triana Prevention Center. Happy birthday, America. God bless America. And God bless all of you.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand Air Services.